Bienvenidos al canal del marketing. Este es el episodio número 13. Hoy tenemos una visita muy especial. Hoy tenemos la visita de Ruth Chisley de Acquia. Ella es la Project Lead de Mautic y muy amablemente ha aceptado estar con nosotros. Así que le vamos a dar la bienvenida a Ruth. Ruth, welcome to our YouTube podcast here. Many thanks to be here with
us. Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
It's very nice. It's a pleasure and an honor for us to have your visit here. And I hope that all the information that we can give here for our colleagues and our friends will be very useful. I am sure about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything is okay there with all this pandemic and these problems in UK? How is everything down there?
It's just getting easier. We were in lockdown from the 26th of December. Mm-hmm. So, and then 2 weeks ago, they started to allow us to leave our houses and go back to offices. And
yes.
This week they opened gyms indoor. So that's okay. Great. Very happy.
I know that you are a runner. No, you like to
run. Yes, I'm a runner. Yeah. Okay. And I train in the gym as well. So,
Okay. So let's begin with the questions we have prepared for you. We are going to make an interview of approximately 20 or 30 minutes, depending of the time we need. Okay.
Yep. Perfect.
The first question we have is: in what aspect has Mautic improved since Acquia acquisition?
Yeah, I think there's three main areas that Mautic and the wider communities. When I talk about Mautic, I'm talking about the product, but also the community around Mautic, the thing.
Yes.
So I think firstly, before the acquisition, there wasn't really any governance structure. And by governance, I mean, we didn't really have any teams. The community wasn't really managing the release process. That was all done by the Mautic Inc. engineers, except for maybe one release. We didn't really have any way of directing how we want the community to grow or how we want the product to grow. And so one of the first things we did was to establish a governance model with lots of consultation in the community. And that's been really great to have those five teams established in the community, to have people start to take ownership of things, start to drive things forward, has been really great for the product. It's meant that we've got a regular monthly release now, although I know that means everyone has to update their Mautic every month. So, you know, but at least you're getting bug fixes and features. And we also bring in new features quarterly. So we're trying to move towards that. I think that's been huge from the community's perspective. And with that has been a big increase in energy and enthusiasm from the community. When the acquisition hit, I think we were at an all-time low. People were fed up. The forums had been broken for a year. People didn't know where to get help and weren't pull requests. So new features or bug fixes were just not being dealt with in a very timely way. So people got very demoralized, but that's sort of gradually starting to shift, and the community is really starting to become energized and excited about the future of Mautic. And then also the last one I would say is the infrastructure. Like, we've been able to pull on Acquia's resources to move the website from WordPress, which was out of date and had lots of stuff that just didn't need to be there, over to Drupal. We've got the dashboard up and running. We've got various other tools up and running, like the new documentation that makes it much easier for people to use Mautic. We're not there yet, but we're kind of moving in a much more positive direction.
Okay. So beginnings were really, really hard, no? Because the challenge was really big. But it seems that people reacted quickly because the development of the product as it is has been very good, no? We have commented, I think last week when we talked about the changes between the 2.x and 3.x versions, no? That you had to make a big job there.
Yeah, and I think it's important to also remember we started work on the 3.0 project in November 2019, and we're now on 4.0 beta. you know, and before that, there was 2 years between any kind of major releases. So it's been fantastic. But the 3.0 update was probably the most significant. It's the biggest update we've had to do since Mautic was launched. And the engineering time that was needed for that was mostly from Acquia's engineers. There was some community involvement, but a lot of it was Acquia's engineers. We had a community member write the upgrade script, which is probably the most solid upgrade script we've ever had. That was Dennis Ameling. He wrote that. And yeah, the Mautic 4 update is not as difficult from the technical perspective, mm-hmm. because we did a lot of the hard work. But there's still a lot of work that's been done to actually get it working on Symfony 4, to update all of our dependencies to use PHP 8, which we're hoping to be working on, not this weekend, but next weekend. We're hoping to do PHP 8 in the beta sprint. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay, I have a question that many people in, at least in, locally in our community, or the people were mm-hmm. used to work with Mautic, and is the updation, you know, because the question is Clue. We have commented with you, but just for our followers to know. What recommendations can you give us to update the Mautic version from 3.x to a newer one? Do you recommend doing it using the automatic button? If not, what methodology do you recommend for this?
Yeah. So there's a big it depends thing here. Yeah. So if you're on a super amazing, powerful virtual private server and it's just your Mautic instance and you've got less than, say, 10,000 leads and they're not very active, probably you'll be okay using the web-based interface. The reason you get into problems with that is if you're on shared hosting or if you're on a smaller virtual private server that doesn't have as many resources, or like shared hosts will be very tight and they'll only allow scripts to run for a certain duration and then they kill it. So what happens is if that happens in the upgrade process, because we have to do lots of things in the upgrade process and that's running in the browser, if that task that's running takes too much resources, it just gets killed and then you're stuck halfway through an update and the rest of it can't continue. Mm-hmm. So it, from my perspective, the only time that I ever use the browser-based update is if I'm testing whether that works with an update of Mautic, you know, okay. like we've got a new version and I have to test to make sure it works. Or on my own instance, which is tiny and has, it's on a virtual private server and it only has very small number of contacts. Mm-hmm. So anything other than that, you really want to be getting familiar with using command line. Take your backups, test your yes. backups in a development area, yes. test your update in the development area. When you're happy that works, if you've got the tooling, you can push that up to live. If you haven't, then you would run it in live and go from there. That's generally what we would suggest.
Okay. So the message is be careful with the button, no?
Yes. So at the moment, so with yes. Mautic 4, we're changing under the hood the way that the installation mm-hmm. and update process works. And we hope that that may also help with some of these issues. It won't help if you're on the cheapest possible shared hosting, because you're always going to have problems if you're on a small shared hosting package, which is why we've pretty much since Mautic 1.5, I think, said you really should be running this on a virtual private server. Yes, like yes, you shouldn't course. Really be running it on shared hosting, but yes. people still do because they can.
Yes, well, no, we locally here are doing the same. We are trying to avoid yeah. any shared server because we know that there are a lot of problems. All the cron jobs in a shared server may have a lot of problems because of the delays yes. and the killed actions and all that. So that's true.
Yeah. Let's go to... And what you will also find is that... So I tried to install it on my shared hosting for my website just because I was feeling lazy. And actually, the MySQL database version was too low and I couldn't install Mautic because it wasn't high enough. And my host said, well, we're not planning to update it. Yeah. So with the newer versions, there's higher requirements for yes. the MySQL and or MariaDB and the PHP.
So this may change.
So if your servers are not at the latest versions, eventually mm-hmm. you will have trouble installing Mautic or updating it because there won't be the infrastructure underneath won't support it. So
okay. Next question. Do you expect to include in Motic a tool to import and export campaigns?
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing? So one of our initiatives, at Multicon last year, so Multic Conference last year in November, we launched the strategic initiative. So there are areas of Multic that we know need to have be improved in some way. And one of those was about resource management. And one part of that initiative was being able to import and export campaigns. So we haven't had much interest from people in the community wanting to work on that initiative. It is funded, so we do have some funding to put towards that. But basically, what I envisage for that initiative is the MVP, if you like, the basic prototype is being able to just take the skeleton of a campaign and export that and then import it. So you just have the flow, but you don't have the resources associated with it. So you wouldn't have like the emails or the assets or things like that. So from my view, that's like phase one. And then phase two would be you can import the whole lot. So it pulls in all of the things that are in that. That's a huge amount of work to do from an engineering perspective,
Well,
because you have to pull in all the relevant assets and
but
things.
even knowing that you only may be able to have the skeleton, let's say, of the campaign,
Yeah.
is a big advance
Yeah, yeah.
because you have a lot of work there
Oh,
that
yeah.
is all the logic
Yeah.
procedures are already done. You have to
Yeah.
change variables and things, and that's all, emails
Yeah.
or whatever, but all the rest is it's okay. It could be
Yeah, and I
a
feel
very good
like
news.
what that would really empower new people to marketing automation, because you can say we have like a template library effectively.
Something
Here's
like
the
that.
best practice templates that from the
Correct.
template library. And
Correct.
it could be that only partners from the community are able to submit them, for example. But also what I would like to see is that we are able to have that full import export. And they already do that at Acquia in a slightly different way, because they have a tool called Campaign Factory that allows you to copy thing resources between different Multic instances. So that's one of their proprietary solutions. So the kind of how to do that is already there, but it's in a different context. So it's one of the things I've asked the Acquia team, if we can bring that to the community at some point. It definitely won't be before Multic 4, because Multic 4 is coming in May. So I would think if it does come over, it would be one of the later feature releases for 4. So you're talking about probably like this time next year, perhaps, or maybe a bit sooner, depending on when we can get the time to do that. Unless
Okay.
someone wants to write it themselves, which they're absolutely welcome to. Just so you know, the other parts of that initiative are
Yes.
having an archiving system to archive stuff you're not using anymore, and
Yes.
a folder system to organize the stuff that you
Oh,
use,
that could be
so that
great.
it's not all just in one big list.
That could be great. Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is, for what type of customers do you recommend working with Motic?
So I think the first and kind of most fundamental thing is they need to be at the point in their business where they have some kind of strategy for how they want to automate things. And that can be a fairly simple strategy. It can be like we want to send emails, and based on whether they're opened or not opened, we take certain actions. And it can be like a really fully thought through strategy with scoring and account-based marketing. But you can't automate your way out of a bad strategy. So from my perspective, that's a really important, like, that's the baseline. If the client is not there yet, they need some support to get there. Even if they're just starting by walking, they need to get there first. But I think after that, anyone really, the key decision is, am I going to do this myself? Oh, am I going to pay someone to do it for me? And people tend to think do it myself is the free solution. Well, it's free in that you can install it, but you still have to host it. You still have to maintain your underlying infrastructure. So if you have a virtual private server, it's very important that you keep your server secure and updated. And you still need to update and maintain Multic. So it's not completely free, but people tend to think it is. And of course, obviously, you have support from the community. But if you need technical support, you may need to bring in someone to help with that. On the other side, you've got some software as a service providers who do all of that for you. So you just say, pay them a certain amount per month, they spin up an instance for you, they support it, they provide you with onboarding, they can help you with integrations and things like that. So you've got the Acquias, and WebMechanic are another one based in the EU. You've also got DropSolid, who do Drupal and Mautic. And there's other companies like Friendly Automate, and like for a digital marketing, just making sure I mentioned all the people I was thinking of. So there are quite a lot of people now who do that for you, who will do that hosting for you. And we'll have a partners directory on the website soon, which will list organizations who contribute to the community. So financially, but also practically help the community and the project and offer services. So you'll be able to go there to find people who work professionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is something that you said that regarding the competitors, let's say, of Mautic. Mm. Locally, when we comment all these matters here, we are aware and we consider that, for example, one very good thing of Mautic, apart of all the matter of the VPS and the cost that it can have, that is fixed for you because you know what are you going to pay, and all your logic and automated system is in your side. If I have
absolutely,
you know, because if I have an automated solution, a software as a service that I pay monthly, and tomorrow I decide to go, it's true that all the data of the customers or contact or leads are coming with me, but not all the infrastructure that I have made, the emails, campaigns, or whatever, tags, segments, anything of that is going to be exported. So you are going to lose all that. That's why we think that the clue of using Mautic is that it's true, you have to manage and to be responsible with your server, but it's your own. It's your installation and you decide what are you going to do in your installation and with your information. No? That we think that
is
really important. It's a clue.
Really important.
Also, to when you tell to the customers, well, we have different chances. We can do it like this or like this. Mm. But here, you own everything. You are the owner of everything. I think that is you know.
And it's becoming even more important now with the GDPR and the tightening of people's expectations from data privacy. Marketers particularly are quite keen to make sure that they do know where their data is. And that's much easier to answer that question if it's on your own premises or your own web estate. You know, it's not like off in a software as a service. Being said, the SaaS providers do have very good privacy and GDPR compliance, you know, so I wouldn't say discount them for that reason, but it's, you know, for me, it really comes down to how much of your precious time have you got to look after your instance properly?
Correct.
And how much would it cost your business if someone hacked your server and got access to Mautic, or hacked Mautic if there was a vulnerability you hadn't patched?
Yes.
So it's like, it's always that balance you play as a business owner, right?
Yes.
Pay money for someone else to worry about those things.
But there's another thing. If you have your installation of Mautic and it's running properly, everything's okay, you have 1,000 of contact, 10,000 of contact, let's say 100,000 of contact, no? But you're going to pay the same, you know?
Yes and no. When you start
platform,
to get up to the 100,000,
it should be updated. But it's fixed. You're not going to have surprises at the end of the month.
No, so you would need to make sure you understand the pricing for your email provider or your notifications if you're using Twilio or something like that.
Yes.
And you would need to understand that as you get more contacts, you do have to scale up your server because you will start to see lag if you've got.
Of course.
But it depends on how many actions your contacts are taking, really, as to how much server resources it takes. That's one of the things that we do see is people say, I've got 100,000 contacts and it's really, really laggy. And it turns out they're on a $10 a month DigitalOcean droplet. It's like, well, there's your problem.
Yes.
There's not enough resources to process all the information.
That's correct. Okay, next question is, What do you think needs to be improved to become a universally known solution for marketing automation?
Yeah, so a year ago, I did a presentation, some webinar series for the community when I became project lead, and we also made a lot of changes in the community. And one of those was that I talked a bit about the areas of focus that we have in the community. I don't think I'm able to share the screen at the moment, but the first area of that was features. So there were six areas. Number one, features. We need to have feature parity with our competitors as much as we can. So what a marketer wants to be able to do, they need to be able to do it in Mautic if it's relevant to marketing automation. We also need to make it easy to use so that people don't have to go through lots of hoops to do the simple tasks that they need to do day in and day out. And there's some areas of Mautic that are so much easier to use than competitors. There are other areas that are just really complicated for what you're trying to do, and they definitely need to be improved. So for me, that's a big one as well. Stability has been a problem in the past. We're still a little bit wobbly, but we're much better now that we've got a regular release cadence. But making sure we're fixing bugs, making sure we have a clear process for releases and testing releases. And then the other ones are support. So we need to be able to provide that level of community to community support within the forums, which is our primary channel. There is also a Spanish speaking forum on the forums. So you can go and ask questions there in Spanish, and people can respond in Spanish. And all the other languages that we've been asked to create, we've
Yes.
got separate categories
Okay.
there. And then scalability. So you were talking about as you grow, when you get to about 5 million contacts, Mautic starts to really struggle unless you do a lot of optimization. When you get beyond 5 million, it's really a difficult performance-wise. So that's some work we're doing at the moment to improve that scalability so that people can actually grow as much as they want, really, with Mautic. And finally, the community. I feel like the community are our biggest voice to help us grow, to tell people about Mautic. The marketing team are very, very under-resourced, so we desperately need people to help us with pushing out the message about Mautic and about what people can get from using Mautic.
Okay, I have just two questions more. One of them is any new improvement that you can comment us related with the next Mautic 4.x generation? Some advance that you can make for us? We are anxious to know something about that.
So it's going to be bumped up to Symfony 4, which won't mean anything for users of Mautic, except for the fact that we're not using an out-of-date framework. So we'll be bumping up to Symfony 4. PHP 8 support will be available in Mautic 4. We're also hoping, so we have our sprint, not this weekend, but the weekend after, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's when we're going to be testing all of the features we want to get into Mautic. So if people want to see specific features, we need your help to test them so we can actually ship them. But when we do that release, the beta release, you will be able to test it with all the features we'll have. So we'll have the new email and landing page builder, hopefully. We'll have the new tag management user interface, which we've been talking about for a few releases, but we had some technical issues with the feature. We needed to write some more automated tests for it. So that one's hopefully going to be in. And then there's a bunch of other features, which come along to the sprint next weekend if you want to know what's coming, because you also then at the end of the sprint will get
Okay,
to test the beta.
that's good. So we can test also in our testing environment and make
Yes.
anything we want there because
Yeah.
it's our test environment. So we can do
Yeah.
anything to
So
test and evaluate it.
you can test the alpha now.
Yes.
You could test that now. If you're a developer, you may also be interested to know that we're implementing composer support out of the box. So instead of installing Mautic through the usual route, you'll be able to just type composer install and the name of the package. It will pull down everything and it will install and manage it all using composer too. So it'll also be much quicker under
Okay.
the hood, and it use a similar setup to what we use in Drupal at the moment. So we've taken inspiration from
Yes.
that project.
Fine.
So
So to finish, Can you make us any advance related to the next emoticon?
Yep. So we've actually changed the name to Mautic Conference Global because we had some feedback from our Spanish community that the wording was not particularly great. So it's Mautic Conference Global. It's happening on the 16th and 17th of June. It will be online as we had last year, using the same tool we used last year. So if you joined us last year, it'll be familiar to you. We have a training day on the day before, on the 15th, and then 2 days of the conference. We haven't yet set the schedule, but the reason we're having it over 2 days is we have to accommodate time zones from the US right the way through to Japan. And last time it meant that the people in Japan were up very, very late. The people in America had to get up very, very early. So we're trying to split it up a bit so that there is a day which is a good time zone for the folks in Japan and good time zone for the folks in the US. And we've just closed the call for speakers. We're hoping to have a Spanish track. We will be looking to have a track chair who will MC that whole track for the period of time. And there'll be lots of opportunities to get to know people in Mautic, to learn about Mautic, to network with people and have a bit of fun as well.
Of course, why not? Why not?
Yes. And sponsorships are still open. So we have silver and bronze sponsorships available, $3,000 or $1,500.
Fine.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
Well, I think we have commented a lot of things regarding the tool and all the Mautic universe that is involving marketing automation. I can tell you that here in Spain, every month, new people is beginning to work with Mautic. Many people is discovering that this a very good solution. That's why we are trying to promote the usage of Mautic, because at the same time, we need as providers of as service providers, we need Mautic to be known in the market, so as when you comment to somebody, it's not nothing new. When you say Mautic, they are aware about that, or they have heard, because they are not technicians, okay? But at least that people is aware about the existence of this tool that is very powerful, and we can offer all kind of services through Mautic to our customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Ruth, I have to thank you very much for your time. I hope we can meet again, if possible, after Mauticon. Let's say, to evaluate at least what has happened, all the news, everything, and we will be keeping promoting Mautic and this environment that is involving a lot of people here. And we hope that this Mauticon has a lot of success. And well, I hope to see you soon, to see what is happening.
Okay, wonderful. I'm looking forward to meeting you all at Multicon, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ruth Gisley
Okay.
from Acquia. Thank you, and see you next time.
See you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bueno, amigos. Este ha sido el episodio que teníamos para vosotros en relación a Mautic y todas las novedades que, como habéis podido escuchar, tenemos por delante. Os invitamos a que sigáis los foros de Mautic, que estéis al tanto de Mauticon. Nosotros, por nuestra parte, intentaremos manteneros informados para que sepáis de qué va el asunto y cómo va evolucionando todo. Así que muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros. Seguidnos y darle al clic de la campanita y seguirnos en redes sociales para poder saber más acerca de los temas que más nos interesan. Muchísimas gracias y hasta el próximo episodio.